That policeman gave me such a fright that I lost my footing and the wheelbarrow toppled over and Jim fell onto the compost heap. Yes, I know, he said, he'd been watching me for some time. Yes, and I wouldn't have minded if they'd nabbed me outside the block of flats. But considerably, they let me struggle with him all the way through the back lanes and then through the allotment, where I might add I had to find a spade. And then drag him and the wheelbarrow across old Johnson's field. It's not funny. That bull is a nightmare, so I had to sneak round him and keep an eye out for cowpats and thistles. Yet you can laugh, and just when I think it's all plain sailing, good old PC Eagle Eyes jumps out from behind a memorial and wants to know what I'm doing. What did it look like? Sorry, officer, I'm just taking my dead husband out for an evening stroll. He always loved walking through the fields at night, and it's pure coincidence that I've wheeled him for what feels like bloody miles to the edge of the overhang between the field and the graveyard. And yes, I know I was lucky to get away with it. The psychologist said I was suffering from delayed shock and grief, and that it was natural for a woman on her own to worry about funeral expenses. After all, I am a grieving widow.